Market massacre that left 10 black people dead will be arraigned today on federal hate crimes charges, which could get Peyton Gendron the death penalty. A school shooter in Florida who killed 17 students and adults is facing the same fate, going on trial today.
More than 4 years after Nicholas Cruz was captured after a shooting spree at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, a jury will now decide whether he lives or dies. Cruz has already pleaded guilty to all counts of murder and attempted murder.
Fox's Eben Brown, a new probe of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, says there were massive systemic police failures. Republican State Rep. Dustin Burroughs led the investigation, says 376 officers responded.
There were victims in there being killed or dying and did not do more. I believe those agencies will have to find accountability for those officers.
He says no one took command, so it took them more than an hour to stop and kill the gunman after 19 students and two teachers were murdered. There's another attempt today to ban abortions in Louisiana, trying to lift a judge's order blocking it.
Louisiana's attorney general is expected to argue that the state ban is constitutional and should no longer be blocked. The state's so-called trigger ban does not have exceptions for victims of rape and incest and has taken effect twice and been blocked twice since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
MVP's bonus days are here for pros. For 12 days, pros save big and MVPs get even more. Because MVP's Pro Rewards members can earn bonus points to redeem for rewards. Earn points on every dollar spent up to $1,000 and get up to 3 times more points when you shop select brands and products. Find MVP's bonus day savings from July 11th to the 22nd in-store and online. Exclusively at Lowe's. Exclusively for pros. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to program terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change.
They'll start to pick a jury today to put Steve Bannon on trial, the ex-Trump White House advisor charged with contempt of Congress for not cooperating with the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Bannon recently did offer to testify, but the Justice Department called that not genuine. That committee has another hearing this week.
The primetime hearing set for this Thursday plans to focus on the riot itself, moment by moment. Republican committee member Adam Kinzinger on CBS Face the Nation says if you watch looking for more detail.
We have filled in the blanks. I can't necessarily say that the motives behind every piece of information we know we'll be able to explain, but this is going to open people's eyes in a big way.
Kinzinger went as far as saying that former President Trump, in his words, didn't do anything to stop the riot, and the committee will show that. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, most other Republicans have called this investigation one-sided and unfair. The former president has called it fake and a hoax. On Wall Street, stocks could surge at the opening bell. Dow futures up more than 200 points. There is big celebrity news.
Ben and Jen say I do. TMZ reporting that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck tied the knot Saturday night in Las Vegas, with court records showing the couple got a marriage license in Clark County, Nevada. Bennifer famously reunited last year, 17 years after calling off their first engagement. The On the Floor singer revealed her engagement to the Oscar winner in a video on Instagram back in April, flashing her ring for fans to see. This is J-Lo's fourth time down the aisle and the second time for Affleck.
That's Fox's Amanda Napolitano. Cameron Smith is golf's newest major champion. He won the British Open on NBC.
I think it was probably about being smart off the tees, where we could be, get myself in the fairway and then just give myself a look at birdie.
I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A Paxton man dead. It follows a crash on I-57 near Thomasboro. State police say Kyle Messer driving on I-57. When his car left the roadway, it crashed into the right guardrail overpass there, catching fire. He died at the scene. That crash is under investigation. A street in a residential neighborhood of Champaign closing this week in order to allow construction crews to complete sanitary sewer service installation. Closure takes place on Tremont Street between North Randolph and State Streets. It'll last between July 8th 18 this week through July 25th, weather permitting. Through traffic will not be allowed on Tremont. Also, the Illinois State Fire Marshal reminding everyone to practice safety in and around pools. Number of pools installed in backyards increasing during the COVID pandemic. American Red Cross says 69% of young children who were found drowned or submerged in swimming pools weren't expected to be in or at that pool. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We want to check our weather with the learned one. He is the genius, Greg Soyer. He knows everything about maps and high pressures, low pressures.
That would be part-time genius, as it's referred to from my 18 and 21-year-old.
We're headed to Norway and Iceland, and I'm looking at 50s right now with rain in Iceland, which... We're going to have about 2-3 hours of actual nighttime. It's not even going to be very nighttime either, because it's going to be sunrise at 2:59. I think sunset's 11:59 p.m.
Bring those blinders with you, sir.
All right, around Central Illinois, what are you seeing there, friend?
Well, you know, it's just a quick little footnote to that Iceland weather, cold and rain and all that kind of stuff. You know, they've had a historic heat wave farther south and southeast into parts of Europe and Italy and Spain. So there is your abnormal weather. Get you abnormal weather, as Mr. Finkel used to say. Around here, pretty much even keeled as it ought to be for mid-July. A little more rain to be appreciated. Big rains over the weekend to the north, down to the south. The old Champagne split, but we limp along in okay, but not great shape here. Soil moisture-wise, and sort of on the cusp of all this tough heat and humidity across the plains and ultimately in the far southern Corn Belt and southern states. Hopefully we stay in that position. That does keep us in some mention of chancy rain. None of that for the day-to-day. Clouds are beginning to fill on out. Kind of a partly sunny morning, a partly cloudy afternoon. Out the door, 72 will in Savoy. Same at Danville, 74 Bloomington Normal. Had some good rains up in northern Ford, Iroquois, and Kankakee counties. They're at 72 right now. 76 at St. Louis. We'll climb to an afternoon high here in East Central Illinois at around 89 to close to 90 degrees in some spots for the partly cloudy afternoon, so more sun this afternoon and a bit of a light north wind. Down tonight to 65, sunshine close to 90 tomorrow, and we'll make 90 on Wednesday. A little more humidity later tomorrow and tomorrow night. That might trigger one lone thunderstorm late tomorrow night, early Wednesday. Then nothing doing here as highs around 90 continue Thursday and Friday. Low to mid-90s, a little hotter and more humid for the weekend. Maybe a slightly better chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms in parts of the area, and the hot weather continues on into early next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, he's a private investigator, CEO of the Juris Disputes and Investigations. He's assembled a team of some of the most experienced investigators in America, expert on cyber threats. Andrew Sternkey has joined us from Dallas. Andrew, how are you?
Good. How are you doing this
Good,
morning?
Man. All right, so doxing, D-O-X-X-I-N-G, new word of the day. This is when you try and get information on people for nefarious reasons, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so this is happening, I guess, to the five conservatives, or so-called conservatives on the Supreme Court. This is dangerous stuff in light of the arrest they made about Brett Kavanaugh's person outside the house that had all kinds of stuff to, what, kidnap or kill him or something. And so this is not any good, Andrew. And how can people protect themselves, let alone Supreme Court justices? They've got marshals. But you can really find information about people like that out there?
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of that information is actually public information, you know, such as your home address and whatnot. But the concerning thing is that, you know, they're trying to release more sensitive information, such as, you know, credit card numbers. Now, specifically with this case, there's been allegations that the credit card numbers are some of the Supreme Court justices. Now, that hasn't been confirmed or denied. However, we do know within the cybersecurity world that getting information such as that is not that difficult, especially with all the various data breaches that we see around the country. You know, a lot of individuals have their information out there.
There's no privacy. There's no way that I haven't clicked on something that's given something up. I mean, what do we do with this, Andrew? How can I secure?
Yeah, so some of the things that, you know, we tell our clients is using some sort of an ID theft protection service, and then just simply being aware of what you share on various social media platforms to use that.
So wait. All those advertisements that say get LifeLock or whatever the heck they have, I know there's a zillion of them, but I mean, you think those are good?
It's it's some sort of protection. Unfortunately, if you are being targeted specifically, that is really hard to stop. You know, we do stop those type of things, but just the basic things that individuals can do is, you know, using a theft protection service, using a VPN when you're using any sort of Wi-Fi, you know, adjusting your privacy settings. A lot of people don't realize what they're posting on social media is public or, you know, information to friends to friends. And then watching the various apps that you're downloading, just to make sure that, you know, none of them are fake or nefarious. You know, always just turning off location tracking. That's a big one. And then the main foundation of all of this is use a password manager and always change your password.
I can't, Andrew. Where do I store them that's safe?
Exactly.
I go to, can I store them in Notes and lock it? Is that safe?
No, that is not safe. I mean, you will have to. So this is where we talk about using a password manager. If anyone just Googles password manager, there's various programs out there that you download and you just keep on your cell phone or your computer.
But how do I know that's safe, Andrew? Yeah. There's nothing safe. Okay. I just
the post-y note in my desk drawer.
So
that's safe.
When 1, 2, 3, 4, ABCD, we're just sunk. this is a mess because I can't remember passwords very well. So password thingy, whatever you said, password, what's it called? Password, Google.
Password manager.
All right, so I Google that, and you're confident that they're not leaking my stuff?
They shouldn't be.
Oh, God.
But
my new hope is we're stopping the internet. Boom. We're going to quit. We're done.
Well, unfortunately, that's not going to happen with how technology is evolving. But back to the password manager issue, the great thing about that is that you can set up all your username and password within the manager and then just know your main passcode to get into it. And this will automatically, the manager will automatically put in your information to whatever websites those accounts are connected to.
Okay, pretty much got nothing out of you, Andrew. How do people connect with you?
Yeah, so if they just visit jurisdi.com, you can find the information on it.
All right, so a new idea. I come up with ideas every day, not all good ones, but I think before any child leaves eighth grade, they must take, you have to have driver's ed, what, U.S. history, for you have to take a smartphone class on what the dangers are.
And internet safety and all of that.
Yeah, and as governor and president, I will not allow a child to have a phone until they're 21. Sorry, kids.
Okay.
No smartphones. You can have a little cricket thing called mom. That's it. This is ridiculous. Just too darn loud. Okay, Andrew, thank you for your time, my friend. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
8:14.
He doesn't know what to
I have
think
no idea. I guess he wouldn't call me serious. Let's check your sports headlines. 8:14, Diane Ducey.
St. Louis Cardinals, I guess, got the day off yesterday with the inclement weather happening around Busch. So I guess that series was split.
Oh, Cardinals won 2.
Okay.
Both of the games.
Okay, gotcha.
They needed that. But the Reds aren't as good as the Dodgers and the Phillies.
Uh-huh. And there's been some shifts now when it comes to the All-Star break here. Nolan Arenado had some lower back tightness to have him step out of the lineup. So that's happening tomorrow. You know, some other guys get a break. They've got next on all of that, of course. And the Home Run Derby is something we'll be watching tonight because Albert Pujols, the granddaddy of baseball, age of 42,
nobody's ever
done the Home Run Derby.
He's going to get winded. It's really tricky because these guys hit a bunch of home runs and they have to do it again. And
right.
We'll hope Albert can hang in there at 42.
That's right. Chicago White Sox beat Minnesota 11-0 yesterday. We had the Cubs over the New York Mets 3-2 yesterday. So good news for the Cubs fans to go into this All-Star break with a win. How about that?
Yep.
We had some trade deadline, the MLB draft, things like that coming up. Another trending story in sports is Aussie Cameron Smith winning the Open. And boy, did he give Rory a run for his money and just had such a great, what, back half.
Back of nine was amazing. Mm-hmm. He shot 30. It's just stunning what the guy did. Unbelievable.
So, that's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Well, we got royalty in the house. We're going to talk to our little princess. We're going to talk to the Champaign County Fair Queen. That'll be coming up in a few moments. Uh-huh. Stand by for that as the Champaign County Fair a Queen pageant moved back to the fairgrounds.
Yes, at Kessler Hall yesterday. And such a fun experience for the ladies. I was happy to be a part of that last year at City Center. And Champaign County Fair is coming up July 22nd, starting off with that Cole Swindell concert. We're supporting across the hallway here at Stevie J Broadcasting on US 105.9, playing a lot of Cole songs. So we'll be handing out tickets as your country concert connection, and the fair goes July 22nd through the 30th.
Yep, excited for the county fair and all the great things that go with it. Well, okay, as your high school student starts the college application process moving forward, you need to ensure your decisions make good financial sense. Busey can step in and help you with this. Students and parents overestimate college costs by about 200%. You think it's going to cost a bazillion, and it only costs a million. Students and parents overestimate. Half of prospective students overestimate loan payments by about 50%. So this is doable. Although families' college shopping strategies seem to make financial sense, their methods can lead to more debt and less academic success. They have 529 savings plans. Busey can guide you with that. The investments potentially grow tax-deferred, tax-free distributions for qualified and higher education expenses. And the 529 plans are open to anyone, regardless of income level. So college is always closer than you think. The team of associates at Busey will ensure that you're on track. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today, or you can call them at 800-67-BUSEY to get started. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value, no bank guarantee. Your good friends from Busey have been around for over 150 years, and sometimes I think, what was that first drive through,
right?
You know, was it
how
money?
How did they navigate that horse on and the buggy? Horse?
Did that? I bet that sound speaker never worked.
Right, and the little tube that went down to the horse back in the day.
Anyway, it's amazing to be around 150 years, no doubt. All right, our Steve offer. This is the program I give you my money to spend. It's at PDR Automotive. I'll give you an incredible assessment of your car. It's a free $100 deal. They'll run it through the computer. You'll get like 5 pages in color of what your car probably needs to be looking at in the next whatever. And I'll give you another $100 if you need anything done. If they say, gosh, your brake pads need something going on here, I'll donate $100 toward that. So it's a PDR $200 value, and I'm giving it away. All you got to do, if you're a member of Stever, is go stever.com. If you're not, you can join and click, and then you'll get an email tonight if you're one of our winners. I'm going to do like $1,000. I would do 5 people today. So you just go to GoStever.com. If you are interested in the offer, GoStever.com. Today from PDR Automotive, I had a $200, a complete auto assessment, and $100 toward whatever.
Yeah, people could use that.
Doing the weather, doing Fox Business, coming back with some royalty. Stand by.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Panham is Saturday. As expected, a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms over the past weekend. Heaviest of the rain passing to the north and down to the south during the course of the day yesterday. Just enough to kind of keep us limping along in parts of East Central Illinois. Soil moisture-wise, it'll be a hot spell or two of weather this week. Humidity at times, but nothing excessive. That heat wave remains firmly ensconced in areas to the west and southwest over the next few days. A partly cloudy sky for the day-to-day. Slight drop in humidity. Highs up to around 85 with a fog patch around for the early morning. For tonight, mostly clear, 65. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow. We'll flirt with 90 on a light south-southwesterly wind. Muggy tomorrow night with one low late-night thunderstorm, a low down to 72. And a hot and partly cloudy Wednesday, a bit of a drop in humidity. One lone thunderstorm early in the day. The high, again, to about 90 degrees. Close to 90 Thursday, 91 Friday, lower 90s and some humidity over the weekend. Could be a thunderstorm in here for Saturday and Sunday as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report. Upbeat earnings news is creating some optimism on Wall Street. Goldman Sachs was holding up better than expected in recent months. Its spring earnings declined 47%, though Wall Street was expecting an even larger slump for the big bank. Its investment banking business softened because high inflation and the threat of a recession had corporate executives more hesitant to take companies public or sell stock. Goldman Sachs is raising its dividend and will be buying back stock, a sign of the company's healthy bottom line. Bank of America's quarter was mixed.
mixed. Its earnings were weaker than forecast, though the company predicts it is well positioned to deliver value for shareholders in the second half of the year. Boeing shares are rallying, helped by Delta placing an order to buy 100 of its 737 MAX 10 jets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Karen McHugh, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up. For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations
well,
on
TSPN
Road
93.5, I'm Champaign. Steve J. It's good to have you listening. We are happy to have in our studio some royalty. We're happy to welcome a beautiful young lady. Her name is Addison Coffey. Addison, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You are darling. You're 7?
Yes.
Where do you go to school?
St. Joe Great School.
Why do you think you entered to try and be the little miss for the 2022 Champaign County Fair? Why? Why did you want to do that?
Because my dad was a judge last year, and I watched it, and it was sound really cool.
So kidding. Were you scared?
Yes.
I bet. So when they ask you a question, were you nervous?
Yes.
And what did they ask you?
What's your favorite Disney character?
And you said?
My favorite Disney character is Jasmine because she flies on a carpet and I think it's cool.
I do too. How can we do that? Can I get a carpet that flies like that?
I'd love that.
That is such a good movie. Is that your favorite movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great one. Okay, are you excited? And what do you plan to do at the fair, which starts Friday? What do you think you're going to do?
I think I'm going to do a lot of things.
You're going to walk around? Sure. You're going to see some animals, maybe? Going to say hi to a lot of people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the stock barns are cool, and there's all these different animals from the farm. Do you have a favorite farm animal?
Yes.
Okay, what is that?
A cow.
Okay, there's lots of great cattle
so
there.
So cool. Well, it's really fun, Addison. What do your friends know that you won?
Yes.
And what'd they say?
They said congratulations.
I'll bet. Now, what school do you go to?
St. Joe Great School.
Yeah. And what grade are you?
You'll be a fifth grader?
No. She's going to be a second or third?
Third
grade?
Okay, wow, you're tall.
Yeah, you're going to be tall. Trey Coffey, your dad's a pretty tall guy, too.
Exactly.
Is Trey Coffey one of the best real estate people that sells houses that you know?
I have no idea.
Say yes. No, you're supposed to say yes.
Yes.
My dad's the best.
Keller Williams, Stephen Ronald Littlefield. Yeah. Anyway, it's all good.
I'm so glad you're here, Addison. Congratulations on being the little miss. I can't wait to see you at the fair, and you'll be walking around. Is it okay if people come up and take a picture with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. We'll have a lot of security. Some Secret Service, I think, have been hired for that.
Exactly.
Addison Coffey.
Well, I don't know, Stevie, if you remember last year, they got a souped-up golf cart that has this crown on the top. Deb, is that still a thing? Oh, it broke. Never mind that, then.
We got handy people. We can fix that.
Okay. Come on, Marty. Anyway, it's going to be fabulous walking around the grounds, and you'll get to experience Cole Swindell, a little backstage action, meeting him and then bringing him on stage. I just love all the county fair moments. Do you have a favorite ride?
Yes.
Okay, what is that?
It's It's the thing where it's a circle and then, like, it goes up and
like
down.
The Ferris wheel?
No, it's not.
Oh, the merry-go-round?
No, it's the teacups. Up and down thing. Don't you get dizzy?
Yes, the thing you get.
But you like that?
Yes.
I don't feel very good after that.
I love it.
But don't you get scared?
No.
Come on, Addison.
Or how about a little tummy turning after so many corn dogs for me when you're spinning around?
What's your favorite fair food? Do you have one that you like always? Or?
Elephant ears.
How can you not get
That's a great choice.
Powdered sugar all over my shirt on that one? Well, Addison, congratulations.
Thank you.
Way to go. I can't believe you like spinning around, man. Addison Coffee, okay. She is your 2022 Champaign County Fair Little Miss. Way to go. Congratulations. All right, our 2022 Miss Champaign County Fair Queen, she was crowned last evening as well, actually late afternoon, early evening, a student at the University of Illinois. We mentioned Trey is here with Addison.
And Katie.
Katie is here with the beautiful Isabella Smith from St. Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Get nice and close
you?
To that microphone, yeah. Like a rock singer. Mm-hmm. Really close. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Perfect.
Okay, now me lift that up a little higher.
Okay, sorry.
I don't want to miss any words here. And I got you on YouTube and Facebook Live, and all over the world are watching you now. You're a lovely young lady. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Why you got in this pageant.
I really wanted to give back to my community. I've grown up in Champaign my whole life, and I thought, what better way than to become County Fair Queen?
Yeah.
And now I have, so I'm really excited to give back to them.
Well, how did you think it was going last night when it got down to it? You felt good about your performances?
I felt really good. I felt really confident in my speech, in my walk, and in my interview, too. I was just going into it feeling really confident.
That's good. I know a lot of other girls did well as well, but you were the one selected as your next Champaign County Fair Queen for 2022. So what do you expect?
I expect to meet so many different people and make so many new friends and just have so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like livestock and things like that?
I do. Yeah, I enjoy it.
And do you have a favorite animal, since I asked Addison that?
I would have to say a horse, probably.
Okay.
A little
horses
basic, but yeah.
You got all kinds of races and
yes,
stuff.
Yes,
right?
The draft horse show and the harness races will come our way on Tuesday.
Yeah.
They usually spotlight the horses on Sunday with Western Day. I know that they'll have Military Day on Saturday and the Demolition Derby.
That's my favorite. I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, we grew up doing all of that, and I always have to have some French fries. Do you ever have their French fries there at the county fair?
Oh, yeah, and extra salt and extra vinegar on it, please, of course.
The colors will see it coming.
Where else do you ever put vinegar on your fries? Isn't that amazing?
It is.
He thought the ketchup and mustard, forced colors back in the day, thought it was too messy.
Yeah.
So he just put vinegar and salt out there, and now we love vinegar and french fries if it's hot.
Right,
if it's really bad, if it's soggy.
Yeah, and it gets all soggy and it's a little icky. Yeah.
Do you like the elephant ears like Addison?
I do, yeah, but I'd have to say I'm more of a funnel cake girl.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the best.
Yeah. All right, so you're not sure what you're going to major in at University of Illinois, but you're obviously good at talking. You're good at communicating.
I am, yeah. I'm thinking about communications and maybe a minor in political science, but... yeah, that's the plan for
now. Do you ever think of the Isabella Smith radio show? Has that ever come up in your thoughts?
Are you still living in St. Joe?
Maybe,
Not too far of a commute to come to our studios in downtown Philo.
Oh, yeah, it's like a 5-minute drive. It's perfect.
You know, we have one of the best county fairs in the state. There's no disputing that. And now you're the queen of that fair, and there's going to be a lot of people that see you and probably want a picture with you, and you're ready for all that.
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited. You know, it can be a little overwhelming, but I feel like I'm more excited than overwhelmed or anything like that.
That's good.
Go ahead. Since you're a little older, I'm going to ask you a hard question.
Oh, here we go.
Isabella Smith, Champaign County Fair Queen. What's the biggest challenge for a 19-year-old in this world today?
That's a really good question. I would have to say juggling all of my responsibilities, and especially as queen, this is going to be a huge responsibility, but I'm really excited to do it.
That's good. And I was just lamenting about the dangers of smartphone.
Yes.
I mean, it's wonderful. You can get 900 things done with it, but there's some stuff out there, the bullying, the cyber stuff.
Yes.
Inappropriate stuff.
Yeah, and just constantly scrolling, constantly being on TikTok. I would find myself sometimes, you know, scrolling, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been like half an hour.
No, it's just unbelievable. And I do that
screen
with
time. Really go off the charts. Easily.
Yeah. I can sit there and just watch some of these, you know, American Idol, you know, auditions and things like that.
I've been into the dance lately.
Well, it's just, it's fun to see.
And the animal videos.
Well, it's a big, an exciting day for you, and we're happy for you and your family and all the wonderful things that come with being the Champaign County Fair Queen. And of course, you got, you know, January.
Yes.
And your fine pageant director, Deb Simmons, has briefed you a little bit about what that's going to look like.
She has, yeah. And I have faith that she'll help me a lot with
that. She will. She will get you ready for that. That's going to be, what, 72 counties or whatever the number is. All the county fair queens vie for a chance to be the only state fair queen.
Right. Yes.
So that could be coming the next summer.
It could be.
Well, you're lovely. Congratulations.
Thank you
so
much.
It's a very wonderful thing that happened to you, and we're happy for you, and we hope that you have just the best week at the Champaign County Fair.
Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for having us. We really appreciate
it. Well, we're happy to have you, and we're honored, and we're happy for you. It's a great thing to have happened to you, and it's I think you're just going to love the experience and love all the people you're going to meet and all the people, new friends you're going to make, and just the experience of getting a chance to have people watching you all the time.
Yes.
All of that, and you kind of get used to that because you're probably going to be a big star someday, so let's just plan on that. Isabella, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you here.
Champaign County Fair coming up July 22nd through the 30th. If you need to learn more about all the details, at champaigncountyfair.cc.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Authorities investigating two deaths in Peoria. Police say they found a man and woman dead in the basement of a home at the 500 block of West Lawndale Avenue. Both were shot. Identities have yet to be released. Unemployment claims dropping to historic lows in Illinois. The states remain below the previously recorded low of just over 70,000 continued claims for 10 consecutive weeks. Officials say the decrease in claims is a reflection of pandemic-related economic recovery and signals a strong Illinois labor market. Health officials confirming the presence of West Nile virus in Logan County. The Department of Health there says a dead finch submitted for testing July 5th, testing positive for West Nile. The finch collected in Illinois so far this year. Nearly a dozen counties in the state have reported West Nile virus activity. Again, that West Nile reported in Logan County. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday. Weekend rains, a healthy batch or two to the north, and a healthy batch or two down to the south, and just enough to kind of keep us moving and percolating along around here. And it's a classic mid-summertime setup of heat, spells of humidity, and just an errant thunderstorm chance here and there, particularly later on this week and into the upcoming weekend. For the day-to-day, becoming partly cloudy. Afternoon temperatures seasonal up around 85 with a light north wind. Clear tonight down to 65. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow. Winds turn around into the south, a high close to about 90. Muggier tomorrow night with maybe a late night thunderstorm in one spot, a low down to 72, and a one spot deal and a thunderstorm chance Wednesday morning, and then partly cloudy, hot, low high around 90. 89 with sunshine on Thursday. Here comes the heat and humidity for the day on Friday, up to 91. Hot weather right through early next week. Daytime temperatures into the lower 90s. Muggy overnight lows, lower 70s, and a chance for a thunderstorm across parts of the area for the weekend. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
There's one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. If you're listening and you've never been to a true barbecue joint, you need to stop a minute and come check it out. It's all about the local meat. It's all about the preparation. So aside from the typical barbecue offerings of brisket and pulled pork, turkey, we also offer our own spin on a few non-traditional sandwiches. You can also find our fine products in some of Central Illinois' best grocery stores. Stop by and check us out. That's HumbleHogBBQ.com.
Get back to the things you need and love to do with physical therapy at Mettler Center. Two of the biggest barriers to starting therapy are getting a referral from your doctor and insurance coverage. But good news, Illinois is a direct access state, so you can start therapy without a doctor's referral. In addition, at Mettler, we accept all major insurances, Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, HealthLink, Medicare, and most recently, Aetna and Cigna. We invite you to schedule a complimentary 30-minute consultation today. Visit us at MettlerCenter.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors at RoofDoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
ESPN 93.5, Spencer O'Leary, are you with me, my friend?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, Zoom zombies. 80% of workers have physical ailments from online meetings. CEO of Active Ops North America, the global company, is a leader in management process automation. Spencer O'Leary, I can't stand that stuff, man. People need people.
People need people, and that's why a lot of businesses across North America are now encouraging their employees to come back to the office, even just a couple of days a month, a couple of days a week. We all like human interaction. We like to congregate, collaborate. That's what humans are made for. But when people are working from home, some of the research and the survey results you just voiced are saying that people work better when the camera's on, when they can see each other. It's not quite face-to-face, as we all enjoyed maybe 2019 going backwards, but at least it's better than just having an audio call.
No, right, you're right. I agree with that, but I'm just wondering why people are resisting the necessity of going back. Why are they wanting to stay home? Because I don't think mentally, physically, it's any good overall.
No, and I think there's a few people, and maybe a lot of people, who are starting to realize, as you said, that it's not just physical, it's the physical and mental wellness of our communities and our workforces that's important if we're going to have longevity of well-performing businesses. And I think people are really starting to understand and appreciate that. But they're balancing that with the flip side of the positives in working from home. So particularly with today's gas prices, not having to commute and spend X tens or hundreds of dollars every week in gas, not having to spend the time in the car driving to the office and driving back home, and maybe having more flexibility, pet care, childcare, older people care, when people are working from home. So it's a real tough challenge for both employees and employers, both of them wanting different things, and a real tough job for employers to find a good balance.
Is this the new normal, Spencer? Is this how it's going to be?
It's a really tough question to answer, because if you'd have asked me that 3 years ago, I would have never thought the world would have been able to work from home. Asked me that a year ago, when everyone seemed to be productive and enjoying the experience for the most part of working from home, and as you quite rightly just said, businesses and individuals are now starting to feel the cost of working from home for a couple of years without going to the office, and that both physical and, I think more importantly, mental well-being of individuals. I think that's really going to encourage employees to get people back to the office.
Spencer O'Leary, CEO, Active Ops North America, how do people connect with you?
So you can find me on LinkedIn or look at some of my interviews on YouTube, or come and find us at ActiveOps.com. We help organizations, large and small, right across North America, enable their employees, and more so enable managers to manage those employees, whether they're working from the office, whether they're working from home. Let's get a great, well-productive, well-being workforce regardless of their work location. We'll help you do that.
I'm going to say south of London. Where do you originate?
I'm actually west of London, in a place called Bristol.
Darn it. I went the wrong way.
You know, southwest of London is not a big place, so you're not far.
I got you. Spencer O'Leary, thanks for your time and information. Appreciate it very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, ESPN 93.5, Spencer O'Leary. Yeah, we're all kind of tired of that whole thing. We're just trying to get back. We're just trying to be people. That's what we really want. Earlier this morning, we talked to 17-time Emmy Award-winning Tom Rinaldi, who has a podcast that hits the market today about a guy that was murdered, the only guy in baseball history that was murdered in season. Tom Rinaldi joined me earlier.
This is remarkably the story of the only Major League Baseball player in the more than 150-year history of the sport to be murdered while playing in a season. It happened back in 1978. It's a story that I really can't explain in terms of people not knowing it more, it being forgotten over time. An outstanding player, career 311 hitter, and on the streets of the deadliest city in our country at the time, Gary, Indiana, wrong place, wrong time, shot down at just 27 years old, just entering his prime.
Unbelievable. I'd forgotten it. I remember it vaguely. I think I was just starting college at the time. But when you read about this, Tom Rinaldi, did you say, ding, ding, this is something we have to tell? I mean, what happens inside Tom Rinaldi to know that this is a story that needs told?
Well, there were many incentives to tell it. But we first visited the story 14 years earlier at ESPN for a feature for television. But there was so much more about Lyman's life, the forces that shaped him, the drama that he went through just to get to the majors that we were not able to include in the limitations of the television story. The second part is the aftermath of Lyman's killing. The remarkable two trials that happened for the man clearly identified who went free. Mm-hmm. And I encountered the man who killed him 14 years ago on the streets of Gary. You can't make it up. Six blocks away from where he had fired that shotgun blast. And I botched the encounter. And it's been a regret that I've carried with me. And that also unfolds across the episodes of Wesley.
Unbelievable. Tom Rinaldi, what makes a good storyteller, Tom?
I don't know about what makes it. I think getting out of the way primarily is what makes a storyteller, at least for me. But what makes a story, I would just suggest visually is something fairly simple. And I just mean if you visualize this, a report, which is really important, telling people that a hurricane is coming or that there's a boil order, that's a line. A story, if you will, is a wave. It should take you from your beginning up and down with low points and turning points and leave you in a different place from where you started. And I certainly think there are many, many wavelengths along the lines of these episodes and Wesley's story.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be captivating. So how do you feel about your first serialized audio documentary series?
We're excited about it. It's the first time Fox Sports has ever done this. It has a thriving podcast network, but it's never done an episodic narrative podcast. This unfolds across 8 parts. The first 2 episodes are available right now everywhere you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and over the next 3 Mondays, 2 episodes at a time.
Wow.
Until the series finale a few weeks from now when 7 and 8 come out.
Well, now we're used to binging Netflix. We can binge Tom Rinaldi. How about that? Just kind of keep it. I tell you what, Tom, I mean, does it ever get, like, ho-hum when you win an Emmy?
No. Listen, many of those Emmys, I'm surrounded by great, great people. I'm part of projects that win Emmys, whether it be the feature stories we've been fortunate enough to tell at Fox, and before that at ESPN, the great events and those incredible production teams I've been a part of. So don't let that number get to you. I'll put it that way.
Just what a good coach would say. Tom Rinaldi, great to have you. Great meeting you. Wesley can be heard everywhere podcasts are. Fascinating, captivating. I'm sure the family's happy you're telling all this story and getting it out there. Tom Rinaldi, pleasure. Thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me, and good morning to everybody.
So I was just looking into the case of Lyman Wesley Bostick, and he lived until September 23rd, 1978.
He was at a gas station or something.
Right. Evidently, he was at his hometown of Gary, Indiana, hopped in with his sister. He was the passenger in this car, and the shooter, it was like a jealousy kind of thing, thought that, you know, the person in the car, the person was having an affair with, the lady who was driving. Evidently, the shooter was then sentenced to a psychiatric hospital, released after 7 months, and then Indiana legislators introduced this guilty by mentally ill plea.
So you can't get treatment and then just walk. That's what he did.
That's right.
So I don't know whatever happened to the murderer, but is he still alive? I should have asked that. But he was on a very short string this
morning.
That's
right.
So he's going to be on Fox Television here briefly.
Okay.
Coming up. So I mean, he's all over America doing this hit because the podcast, would it be fascinating. Listen, this guy, he's really good. Oh, he was surrounded by great... He just eats it up. When he asks a question, he listens. That's Tom Rinaldi earlier this morning. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed having that Emmy Award-winning guy on. And I am curious as to the story of Lyman Bostock, his middle name, Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
And unbelievable. All right, ESPN 93.5, it is 8:46. We'll check your sports headlines now. Cardinals sat around and watched the rainfall because they didn't get a game in yesterday. So,
and see, they called it a little tight to the game and didn't give the fans much notice, but that happened. So typically you just get with your friends in Ballpark Village and try to make the most of it. But so that happened yesterday. The Cardinals weren't in action. Albert Pujols, part of the Home Run Derby tonight, so you'll want to take note of that. Plus, you've got all kinds of players coming up for the All-Star game tomorrow. Nolan Arenado not in the lineup, though, due to lower back tightness he was experiencing on Saturday as the St. Louis Cardinals faced the Cincinnati Reds.
Don't you just want a break? And Nolan wasn't starting. I know he's honored to go. It's something he generally goes to every week. And so, you know, if there's any question at all, you're saying, man, how much would 6 days help me? Mm-hmm. And in this case, when you're playing every day, you get dinged up a little bit. I'm sure that they're thrilled to go to the All-Star game, but I'm sure that it's part of them, particularly if you're a big star, that you're there every year. Kind of nice to have a few days off.
And I want to say the guy from the Atlanta who moved up then as next is only
Austin
23
Miles
or something.
Or somebody like
so,
that.
So, yeah. In any case, we had the Cubs winning yesterday, and that was great. And Wilson Contreras will be stepping into that All-Star game.
Will he get traded? Because he's the last best well-known player.
Right.
He might be one of the best catchers in baseball, the Cubs, Wilson Contreras. I mean, yeah.
Well, the trade deadline, the drafts going on with the baseball.
But the trade deadline, Wilson Contreras, could be a thing because since you've got rid of everybody else and you're going to build, you can get some good prospects for Wilson Contreras, no question about it. And you got more teams competing this year because they've expanded playoffs. So their fan base is going, come on, get the help you need. So it is a real seller's market right now. The Cubs can get way more for Wilson Contreras than they ever could before. So might think about that, and maybe the last well-known name will be gone from the Chicago Cubs.
Chicago White Sox winning over Minnesota. That final, I think 11-0. I'm going freelance here because I left my notes are in the other studio for Champaign County.
Shepherding around Queens.
But I tell you what, Cameron Smith, I know, is definitely on my notes of beating Rory and really rallying behind Roy McIlroy at the end of the Open there to take the trophy.
I mean, I think he had 5 birdies in a row. It was just remarkable. And the thing I didn't like about the Open, and he had minus 20, that thing just should be minus 5 or 6. But the weather was fantastic if you were watching.
Yes.
If you were there to watch, it had been perfect because the weather was really, really cooperating. A whole lot of times in the British Open, now called the Open, it's just sideways rain. That's just part of the game, but it wasn't for this one. Because normally you just see people battling the elements and you're just saying, how can you possibly play in that? When the weather isn't bad, these guys eat it up. And I didn't enjoy that as much. I like the major challenges for the major championships. So,
Micah texted in to 359-2255 that the Cardinals need a catcher.
No, no, there's no doubt about it. They're not going to get Wilson Contreras because the Cubs will not send Wilson Contreras to their arch rival.
That's right.
Never going to happen.
Okay.
But he could land somewhere outside the division. There's no doubt about
that. And, you know, so many people are talking about Yachty and, you know, the knees and...
He's supposed to be back. He's agreed to rehab.
Okay.
Can you imagine going to a AA baseball game in Springfield, Missouri and seeing Yachty or Molina?
That'd be pretty cool.
But he'll be back, they think, early August.
Okay.
And maybe he'll have a great finish to what's been a Hall of Fame career for Yadier Molina.
Mm-hmm.
But disappointing, and maybe, I don't know, there's all kinds of theories. Maybe the Cardinals did talk him into staying, and maybe he really didn't want to because the way he came ready to play was like nothing burger. It was like, wow, you gained at least 40 pounds. What happened? So that's a shame because then he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to come to work that much heavier in your physical, you're probably going to hit something, hurt and twinge something, tweak something, and that's what happened. So hopefully he'll be back strong. Hopefully he'll come back thinner.
And Yachty's 40.
Yep, and this is it for him. And we know he and Albert are done, but I don't know about Adam Wainwright. Down if he's pitching like that, why not keep pitching?
Why not?
And I'd keep him as long as he would stay with me for sure, because he's a team leader as well. So anyway, All-Star time, it's middle of the year. Now we got to really start thinking here in a week or two about Illinois football.
Yep.
Which opens in 9 days, it'll be 1 month.
Wow.
So we're talking 40 days here.
It's true.
9 plus 30, 27 and
Wyoming in week zero.
36 days till the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be tailgating. We'll be smelling the stuff out there with the beautiful pork chops on the grill.
Oh, I love it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're already looking forward to that. All right, ESPN 93.5.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois Champaign and Van Ham is Saturday as expected. A couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms over the past weekend. Heaviest of the rain passing to the north and down to the south during the course of the day yesterday, just enough to kind of keep us limping along in parts of East Central Illinois. Soil moisture wise, it'll be a hot spell or two of weather this week. Humidity at times, but nothing excessive. That heat wave remains firmly ensconced in areas to the west and southwest over the next few days. A partly cloudy sky for the day today. Slight drop on humidity. Highs up to around 85 with a fog patch around for the early morning. For tonight, mostly clear, 65. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow. We'll flirt with 90 on a light south-southwesterly wind. Muggy tomorrow night with one lone late night thunderstorm. A low down to 72 and a hot and partly cloudy Wednesday. A bit of a drop in humidity. One lone thunderstorm early in the day. The high again to about 90 degrees. Close to 90 Thursday, 91 Friday. Lower 90s and some humidity over the weekend. Could be a thunderstorm in here for Saturday and Sunday as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
It really is a fun space. I love our space here. I really, really do. It's so different than any other radio you're going to see. And I like that. I like being a little unique.
Uh huh.
And some of our stuff. And we're not done. It's going to be even better as we figure out all the walls and decorating and things like that. But it's definitely kind of an industrial look down here in Philo in our new studio.
So. It was so fun to be in downtown Philo for Bowie and Sue's 40th anniversary party on Saturday.
Big party, right?
You know, Crazy Johnny played for their 40 years ago.
Oh, they did?
So that's why they were in the back of Daly's playing, you know, all kinds of great songs. The 11th Hour
you
band.
You said Terry McCartney's in that band.
Yes, he is.
Terry's a longtime friend from the News Gazette days and...
For sure, and such
talented,
a handy guy.
Talented musician.
Right.
He can play the guitar.
Oh, I know that.
Ooh,
and
he can go.
Has a studio and all of that.
Oh,
so spent at least 20 minutes on the band break visiting with him.
I was at Bowie and Sue's wedding, I'm sure. I'm
probably
positive.
So.
It was at St. Thomas, and I bet the reception was at the gym, but I don't honestly remember. It was 1982.
Okay.
Right? I would have been here. So.
And you might have been singing it?
I don't think I sang it.
You remember when you sang it.
I had somebody, Ella Grobe... was a young lady who worked at WLRW in 1980.
Okay.
And I was there, and she had sent a note, because she works at the Y now, sent a note with Janet, said, my mom, Alice, I remember Alice Grobe, I remember Ella, and she had said, we worked together in 1980, and he sang at my wedding. Because at the time, I was taking voice lessons with William Warfield
from
the University of Illinois, and I was actually pretty good.
Old Man River guy.
When he was teaching me how to sing, I sang at all the weddings. So it was good timing for all my friends, because I was pretty good at the time.
And see, my mom was the organist at St. Pat's, and so she wanted harmony on a lot of the weddings that she played.
Did I sing at St. Pat's ever?
I sang
at the Colonial.
But I definitely rocked a Sunrise Sunset numerous times.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As mainly harmony with my mom. So.
Oh, I bet that was pretty.
already.
Of course.
Okay, we are done.
Let's make a little retro on you.
We are done. We're trying to book Fox News meteorologist Janice Dean, who's a lot of fun.
Okay.
That'll be tomorrow. All right, thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
We shall talk again, friends, tomorrow. Again, same time, same place, ESPN 93.5. The boys this afternoon from 4 to 6 on The Drive. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Have a great Monday.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
If you haven't been to Pards and Urbana for a while, just know they carry plenty of women's and men's quality clothes, great leather products, and the best boots you can buy.
The employees are always super nice, caring, and honest. Kim made sure we were taken care of. I love Pards.
Listen to what people have said about their most recent visit to Pards.
Great customer service and really nice products.
Pards is located in Urbana and waiting for your next visit. Great service, locally owned on Maple between Main and University in Urbana.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann, Prairie Gardens plant expert. We're often asked how to fertilize containers in outdoor garden beds. First, in a container, they're going to use a lot more nutrients, so a slow-release fertilizer is an excellent choice. Sometimes even you need to use a watering-in fertilizer on top of the slow-release fertilizer. In flower beds, I like to approach that differently. I'd like to incorporate compost into the soil, and it's a very gentle fertilizer, which is great for new plantings. Prairie Gardens, we're here to answer all your garden questions.
It's a stress-free summer at Merle Norman Cosmetics. Looks are effortless with the 2022 Explore Color Collection. Ask about the limited edition 12-shade Exploration Eye Palette with guided labels for precise application. Next, swirl on Neutral or Berry Cheek Trio Blush. And finish with one of the new plant-powered tinted lip balm colors for shiny, nourished lips. Shop the Explore Color Collection while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign, over by Subway.
The sound of the gong on the golf course marks the start of the Region I Golf Outing to benefit local Special Olympics Illinois athletes. Join our athletes Emerson and Aiden for the Region I Golf Outing on Friday, August 5th at the University of Illinois Orange Golf Course with registration and lunch from 11 to noon and the shotgun start at noon. A special thanks to sponsors Crossroads Contractor Supply, Martin Hood, Dynagraphics, Kirby Wealth Management Group, CCMSI. Get your business involved now as you reach out at soill.org. Golfers will enjoy fun games out on the course, including the Gong Show Game Hole and the Fireball Hole in One Hole, with awards to top teams and individuals. Registration is $100 per golfer, $400 for a team of four, and includes free rigs Hefeweizen and American Lager throughout the day for golfers over 21. A special thanks to Hole in One sponsors Consolidated Communications, Apex Clean Energy, and Stevie J Broadcasting. For details, visit soill.org.
Can tires really affect gas mileage? The short answer, yes. Need a tire check? Increase your fuel efficiency. Make sure your vehicle is running right with Clay Dooley, 311 South Neal Street, Champaign.
Highly qualified mechanics from the Clay Dooley shop get your vehicle performing at its best. For routine maintenance or necessary auto repairs, thank Clay Dooley.
With years of service history in Bloomington, experience Clay Dooley in Champaign.
Open weekdays 7 a.m. till 5:30.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window.
And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi. Red Sox lefty Chris Sale slated to see a hand specialist today. He suffered a broken pinky on his pitching hand after being hit by a line drive in yesterday's loss. Sale has not yet been ruled out the rest of this season. Boston's two games out of the third wildcard spot in the American League. Baseball's home run derby in the spotlight tonight from Dodger Stadium. The Mets' Pete Alonso seeking to become the first player to win the derby three straight times. He takes on Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. in round one. Coverage 8 Eastern ESPN Radio and ESPN TV. Former Mets